Hello, Mayor, and welcome to all of the council members that weren't here the last time I spoke. For 21 years, I've fed homeless people every week. With my simple hands, I've fed almost a quarter of a million meals. And this ordinance would effectively shut me down. I understand the questions that have been asked. I can't, for the life of me, find a way that I could do what I do through another organization. I'm not adverse to doing that, but I just don't believe it would work. Also, I believe that the spirit that goes into the food provides much more sustenance to the homeless than the actual food. We all gather around a table, our mother's table maybe, and it's less about the food and it's more about the spirit. And so that's what I hope I serve, and that's what I've done every week for these 21 years. I understand that the homeless should be protected, but I think that the food that has been described.
Councilmember Rodriguez.
Mayor, I was on the phone, so I missed your direction.
No, you the 1 minute starts. Go
ahead. Okay, great. Sir, thank you for coming, and I appreciate what
you're
you
welcome.
Do. For our community. Have you seen anywhere in this ordinance that says that we're opposed to, and we're not going to allow feeding of the homeless?
The way I read the ordinance, it would keep me from doing what I do in the way that I do, and I've not yet found a way in the ordinance, the proposed ordinance.
Is there a way that you could partner with somebody? Would you be opposed to partnering with someone?
No.
I'm curious about that. Kind of a philosophical question. What do I tell my constituents that call, that have problems with folks trespassing on private property, leaving trash and litter? I've seen folks have been fed, and they're not like the gentleman that was before you, where they actually sit down and break bread with the individuals, where they hold them for a couple hours, have a sermon, and then kind of throw out food and run. And I don't know if that's a dignified manner. You know, we can agree or disagree on that, but I'd like to see more of that and more collaboration, I think is what I'm getting at. And so, don't we have an obligation to also take care of our
need a
motion to extend.
Is there a second? Okay, proceed, Councilman.
Would you agree that we also have an obligation to protect our children?
Absolutely.
Our families?
Absolutely.
Our property owners? And so I think this is a balance. You know, do we live in a perfect world? No. But I think we have an obligation. We as council members represent the city as a whole. We have an obligation to protect our police officers, our first responders that go out into these situations. We have an obligation to protect our constituents and our citizens that are in need of these first responders. And if we could organize this better where we didn't have to utilize so many police resources, I've seen that in my district, and I think it could be a better, more efficient model. But again, I want to reiterate, we're not trying we're not trying to end the program, we are encouraging it. We would just like folks to work together, and that's kind of the can-do spirit of Houston. We all work together, we rally around our crises, and I think we can do that. And I think that's the spirit, that's the intention here, sir.
May I answer your question?
There's a motion to extend, is there a second?
Thank you. I just want to answer your question. It might have been rhetorical, but I would tell your constituents, if it were I, that we're going to use the existing laws and law enforcement and various agencies, health department, to enforce the laws that we already have. I don't think we need any new ordinances. No one likes trash. No one likes urine on the street. I mean, even the homeless themselves. And so if we find a way to address these issues to these people, by the way, I feed the ones who experts say will never get off the streets. It's sad to say, but it's an illusion if any of you think, that most of these people are going to get up and out someday. I wish to God it would happen, but these are not the people that can really be helped. The agencies can deal with the people that have a good possibility. But I just think that it is going to shut down most people like me who do this out of the kindness of their hearts. And I don't think that the ordinance is workable for us to find a way to partner. I'm willing to do anything. I provide trash bags for the people so they'll clean up. And
I appreciate your willingness to work with us. And that's what we're asking. We're asking for feedback. We want people to be a part of this. And we've worked on this for 2 years now since I've been a council member. And we have a broad base of support.
Council member.
Oh, sorry, Mayor. But thank you for your open-mindedness. I look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilmember, you need a motion to extend?
Oh, motion to extend, I'm sorry.
Is there a second?
No.
It's been seconded. Favoring opposed, motion carries. Mr. Hamburger, I'm sorry. Councilmember Pennington, a second.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
When you go out and feed the homeless, have there been issues with the people that help you and the like that leave debris behind, or have they been responsible in terms of cleanup?
No. No, I see to it that we abide by the laws as best we can. I can't be responsible for what the people do. I try to provide a minimum of packaging, and I try to provide things so that the few eager beavers or helpful people of the homeless will pick up the trash. And there are some. There are some that always will in any group, in any society.
Certainly, leaning upon the kindness of humanity, we have people that go out and feed the homeless. Certainly, there are those who are kind in terms of helping society and their community to clean up. Certainly, if that's an issue, I would certainly turn to the community rather than the government and say, let's help each other go out there and clean up the neighborhoods. And I know some council members do that in their neighborhoods, and that's a good motion to extend.
Cannot. Okay. We don't have enough council members. Thank you.